Blog Talk Radio.
God, you guys, you know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, I'm Miss V, the toy lady, and I want to say, oh my God, it's one day before AVN. Are you guys excited? I am. Well, if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Oh, wow. Tonight, I got a great topic for you guys. And you ready? I know y'all say, what this bitch got going on tonight? Tonight, the topic is making love or having a quickie. That's right, I brought it up. Making love or having a quickie. And do you prefer one over the other? Or do it depend on what time it is? Remember, you can always send your questions to Ask Miss V at thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Starting next week, the 23rd of January, we have the whole brand new Ask Miss V show. That's a full hour of answering your questions live on the air. You can ask anything. Sex, positions, toys, relationships. That's right. If you got a fantasy and you want to get it out there, this is the time to call in. It'll be airing every Thursday from 8:30 to 9:30, starting January 23rd, and we're going to have some fun because this show is all about you. Tonight, I've got the beautiful and the sexy Sunshine Monroe. Oh, my God. All I can say is that this is going to be another interesting show, and for those of you who really have never listened to one of my shows, y'all already know I don't have no damn good sense. So y'all know I'm going to be taking her ass to the V-spot, and we already know once we go to the V-spot, hey, you just don't go back. But make sure if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me or with V's After Dark because new products are coming out, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or check out our Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. And that's right, I am on Google Plus now. So if you look for Miss V the Toy Lady Jones, that's right, Miss V the Toy Lady Jones, you could join my exclusive and my private group that's on there about everything that's pleasurable and activities. We've got a few people up in there who post some nice stuff and activities are going on throughout the country. That's the one place where you could go and find out about the show, different events, dungeons, you name it, you could find out about it. Wow, I'm so excited. I know you guys say, you're too damn calm. I'm calm for a minute, but I'm not going to be calm long because after this show, I got to like take, I think, a two-hour nap. And then I'm going to be on a plane to Vegas. And anybody who's been following the tweets, y'all already see it's people who are looking for me. But remember, if you've got any questions for my show tonight or any questions for me, or let's talk about this week's topic, quickie or maybe 1-646-8041. You can always join the live chat in the chat. I know you guys are like, what's up with her? She If you guys can hear me, let me know, because I'm getting some messages right now that we're having some problems with my internet connection. So, for anybody who's listening, hear me, because this is something that I definitely want to know if everybody can hear me. So, all I can say is we're going to have fun. I guess our connection is still going. Oh, something's going on. But let me know if you can hear me. While they're checking our problem, we're going to find out. Oh, wow. I'm excited. I know y'all said for somebody to be so damn excited. But talk about tonight's topic. And the topic is quickies or making love. And when I say quickie or making love, let's hear how you feel about it. Personally, I think there's a time for a quickie. I think there's a time for making love. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes a quickie is better than making love. But I always tell everybody, remember, you gotta have one or the other or both. So definitely, I always like to know what's going on. So, with everything, tell me what's going on with you. Who's coming to Vegas? Who's coming to check it out? I know, I promise I'm going to get on point. I know y'all like, you're quiet, you calm. I'm trying to conserve energy. Oh, but quickies. Now, I did not go look this up. You guys know I'm good for normally looking up my topics. But this week I did not look up the topic. This week, when we talk about quickies, I'm going to give you my perspective on a quickie. For those of you who are in relationships, I'll tell you, or not in a relationship. Let's get this clear. This is not just for relationship people. So let me take that back. For anybody who is spontaneous, quick, and you wonder, ladies, if you're listening, if you're single, and when I mean single, I mean single, don't have nobody even on the horizons. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a quickie. In the past, we called it a one-night stand. Well, a one-night stand would mean we spent the night, quickie, hit it and quit it. And that means don't put emotion into it. Get it off. Come hard. You know, get it and leave it. Oh, but make sure you use a condom. Let's get that clear. Use a condom. I know y'all said, did she put it out there? Yes, I did. Make sure you use a condom. I am a very big proponent of safe sex, and y'all know that I always talk about it. Oh, my goodness. So, along with safe sex and everything else, the making love, everybody don't know how to make love, and some people have different definitions. I tell everybody, when you're talking about making love, you can make love by yourself. You can have a quickie by yourself if you ain't know that. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. Listen, the right toy will make you come harder and get a stress relief than anything else. I will tell you on any given day, if I'm in a bitchy mood and I know that I'm not going to get none, guess what? I'm pulling out a toy. I'm pulling out a dolphin. I'm pulling out a bullet. I'm pulling out something. And I'm going to fucking relieve some stress. Because rest assured, if I don't get some stress relieved, somebody getting their ass cussed out. And I don't care. I don't discriminate. I cuss out men, women, children, animals, whoever is nearby, get cussed out. But in about 20 minutes, I got sunshine coming in. And for those of y'all who don't know a lot about my guests, I went and checked her out. And all I could tell you is a chick with a dick who looked like she a child is one of the people who I'm like all around like, damn. You know, what do you say when you've got somebody so sexy and so innocent looking? and you get a chance to talk to him. I'm hoping she's going to be in Vegas. But can't wait to have her call in a few minutes. And y'all know how I do. We're just going to have a girls talk. And have a fun girl talk. For those of y'all say, well, I'm paused, I'm watching because tonight I know that there's been a hard thing going with my sound, so I need to really know who can hear me, who can't. Wow, okay. I know I say, what is this heifer doing over there? She's multitasking. You damn right. Y'all already know I'm multitask. So with that, make sure that you stay on, listen to Sunshine. Oh my God, I'm tongue-tied. And tell me what you got up. I want to know. Really, seriously, I want to know. Quickie, making love. And where do you have your quickies at? See, y'all going to say, I'm crazy, but I'll tell you, I can have a quickie pretty much anywhere. One of my favorite places, sweetie, if you're listening, maybe you're tuned in, one of my favorite places to have a quickie is the hood of the car. We haven't christened our new vehicle yet, so I'm putting that out there. So, baby, if you're listening, I need to christen that vehicle. But I'm putting all my business out there tonight. And it's just fun. I know y'all say, well, am I giddy about it? But I like having fun because ain't nothing better than getting a damn quickie with the right person. And sometimes you get a quickie with the wrong person. But then when you're making love, you know that making love ain't reserved for the bedroom. You know, you could start in the kitchen. You can move it on over to another room and have it really going on. And that's why I tell everybody, you have to really look at the different places that you're doing things. Because definitely, it's a lots and lots and lots and lots of fun. And all I can say is, I do not like how calm I am. I'm kind of scared. I know for you guys to say, why am I scared? I'm scared to do any energy drinks because I don't want to miss my flight in the morning. So that's another reason why I'm apologizing to you guys for me being calm. So I'm not going to, I'm going to be hype, but I'm not going to be hype because if I get too hype, then I have a big crash, and the crash comes at the wrong time. And I'm just big on the different things. And I'm like, wow. And I know y'all say, this stuff is in this damn wild mode. Yep, I'm in wild mode. Wild mode is damn. So, yeah, it looks like Sunshine is pretty much ready. We got to find out what's going on. Like I said, you guys check her out. I mean, she is sexy, bitch. I know y'all said that. Yeah, she's sexy. Y'all know I think a lot of people sexy. She's sexy as hell. She got that little innocent look. I'm going to be all up in her business. If y'all know how I get up in folks' business, I'm going to be up in her business. Now, for those of you who are following me on Twitter, maybe you let me know if you see me or you listen to the show, because I never know who's doing what on any given day. I try to acknowledge all my new listeners and all my new followers. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, and you've followed me on Twitter and I didn't send you a shout out, you know, just let me know. Sometimes I don't catch all of them, and it's really not done intentionally. It's really, you know, really done to keep everything going. And sometimes I just don't catch them all. I'm going to be honest. I know Twitter is up and running. Woo! And I'm multitasking while I'm talking to you guys. So I know I'm going to not apologize, but say enjoy all this nonsense. Because you guys never get to hear me when I'm going crazy, when I got 5 million things going on. You guys always have me calm and, you know, like, yeah, this is what's going on. Y'all don't normally catch me when I'm preparing for an early morning flight. So One of the things I'm always looking at is what's going on Twitter and the comments that are going on. And you guys should really check out some of the things. I mean, I know that I've got people on Facebook who listen to me, and I've got people who follow me when I'm in Vegas. But for those of y'all who just sit back on your computer and listen, what's up? Talk to me, because y'all know that I will run my mouth all damn night. Yes, I said I will run it all damn night. And y'all know that, you know, because I'm just a straight up wildness, I know that there's some connection problems going on. So if you guys lose me for a minute, you know, we're just going to do some switching up with the studio and see if we could get some better connections, because I think that probably there's a lot going on I'm not aware of this week. And as they say, new year, same old problems. So we're just hoping that, I'm hoping that some of these problems get corrected tonight, you know, because I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. You know, I feel like a stalk tonight, if y'all know what that means. I don't know if I should be acting crazy or chilling or what's going on, because it's like, damn, how live can I be and how wild can I be? And then I don't know if you guys can hear me, so y'all know I'm tripping on that, too. I know y'all said this heifer is tripping on 5 things. Yes, I am. Because I'm not used to the message that I've been getting. This is, like, really, really bothering me, because there's a big message. So it's like, I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Okay, I apologize, you guys. I'm so sorry about that, but I know now you guys can hear me, so I'm so sorry. I have to apologize. Okay, now I know we got full connection going on. And like I said, it is Tuesday. Yes. Oh. Okay, yes. My little bit of caffeine is starting to kick in. So with that shit. Remember, you guys, you are listening to V's at the Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, tonight, and I can't wait till 9:30, because I think my guests going to find out I ain't got no damn good sense tonight, you know. I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm ready for next Thursday. I'm just ready. I'm so ready, y'all. You guys don't know. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's been a while. I'm hyper. I'm just ready to hop on the plane. I'm ready to go. It seems like I'm going at the right time because it's fucking cold as hell here. But I'm getting ready to take a chill pill for a little bit with you guys. And next week I want to prepare for the show. So you guys remember, send me them questions at AskMissV@thetoylady.com. Because this is a show that you want to see. I mean, listen to. Because y'all know how hyper I am. Y'all know how crazy I am. And I think that this is one of those times where you probably want to just hear the nonsense. Because you get a 4-hour. That's 1 hour of straight up questions being answered. And remember, you do not have to put your name down on anything. So if you got a question about sex, ask Miss V. If you got a fantasy you want to put out there, ask Miss V. If you got something going on, ask Miss V. You can always send your emails. You can always call in live. But I can tell you one thing. Ask Miss V will send you in the right direction. That's right. I'm in one of those goddamn moods where I'm just letting you know. I'm going to send you in the right place and let it be known what's going on and who I'm talking to. Because this one of those times where I like having fun, I like acting a fool. But the one thing I love more than anything else is talking to you guys every Tuesday, and I'm going to have you Tuesday and Thursday. So for those you who don't know what's going on and haven't been to the show and haven't heard me, this is when you get a chance to hear all my nonsense. Because if you've never, ever seen me in person or don't know what I look like, Vegas is where you get a chance to see me. I'll be walking around. A few of you guys have already asked me if I'm going to be there. Yes, I will be there. Full 100% Misfit fashion. I've got classes to go to. So definitely, you know, everything should be good. And that's one of the things I look forward to. Okay, somebody's blowing up. What are they blowing up? Okay, they just checking up. Twitter. Yeah, that I talk about, I'm multitasking. I've been answering tweets today because there are people who have asked if I'm going to be on in Vegas. I've been answering that question. So I've been known, yes, I'm going to be there. I'm going to have fun while I'm there. I'm going to do what I do best. Okay, apparently I've done a double sign-in. Something I don't normally do. So let's see what we can get rid of. There we go. So I got about, well, 3 minutes. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is take a little bit of a break and let you guys prepare for tonight's guest. I'll be back in a few.
Making love.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
What we have here is subject to controversy. A three-letter word from regard as a courtesy. He may fiend and have a wet dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. When men react like that is biological. The team on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it and she gives them rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condom.
Hey.
Oh well, you say, what the hell, it's chill. I won't get got, I'm on the pill. Until the sores pours and stuff pours down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you and now it's all yours.
Yours, yours.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
That was a nice intro for tonight's guest. Let's talk about sex. Y'all know that this is the week of sex, you know. What better place than Vegas to talk about sex for 5 days? Tonight we're talking about a quickie or making love. That's right. I don't know what you think about it. So, remember, you can always send your email over to askmsv@thefaithlady.com. That's askmsv@thefaithlady.com. If you don't want to call into the show, but remember, you are free to call in at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And you can always listen to the show without having to ask a question to your phone. That's right. It's one of those fabulous, beautiful things I love about this. That you can always have so many ways of catching up. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady, MSVDATOYLADY. Because with Miss V the Toy Lady, when you send your emails to Ask Miss V, you get all your questions answered. And when you follow me on Twitter, you know what the hell is going to come out. I have had a couple of people request to see through my eyes. So while I'm there, you guys want to follow me on Instagram at Ms. V Toilet, because I'm going to be posting what things call some selfies. You guys know I do not really post on Instagram unless I'm talking about something or I'm just in one of the mood. Normally I'm copying stuff from other folks' Instagram pages. Not their pictures, but if y'all see some of the quotes I get from people's Instagram pages, because sometimes that should be deep. I ain't going to lie to you. Sometimes it be deep, and sometimes we need to hear the truth. So I do like Instagram for that form. But you guys will get a chance to see some of the things I see on Instagram, because I am going to be posting pictures. And for those of you who are wondering what that noise is, I'm printing. And I know y'all say, why is she printing? Why is she talking to us? Well, guys, so I'm giving them a diagram of where stuff goes when they go back in my suitcase. Yes, that's right. I'm being a bitch to TSA, because it's time I travel, something either come up missing, they want to just go through it the wrong way. So I figured this time I would give them a diagram of where stuff went with actual pictures, so that we wouldn't have no question, no doubt about where stuff went. Because, you know, sometimes I think they think we're stupid. You know, I've gone through a serious amount of time to ensure that my luggage is where it should be. And I know that some people will say, why am I going through that? Why am I worried about it? Well, guess what? I don't like my shit going through. I know they have to do it. I know their security measures. But I can tell you what, every single security measure, you don't need to be going through people's stuff and just flat out tearing it up. There's, you know, I'm at the point where I think some of the things they do is just trifling. And I ain't going to lie to you. I think it's trifling. And I think that they are evil sometimes. I'm just going to be honest. I think that they're evil and I think they're vindictive. Therefore, I am doing a full picture thing on what I want my suitcases can be because I'm just not happy with. And I know some people would say they're just intimidating them. Well, guess what? It intimidates me more when you fuck with my shit, you know, especially when I know how I have stuff packed and everything. And I think that it's just rude to put stuff in total disarray and to steal people. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't like being stole from no more than anyone else. So one of those things where they say we might have to live with it, but we don't have to like it. You know, and that's one thing I'm going to say. We don't have to like it. So, since I don't like it, I figure I'll get a diagram. Wow, you guys are dead tonight. I can't believe this. And I hope Sunshine didn't forget that she was supposed to call in. You know, it's weird when your guest is on a different time schedule than you, because then you always have to wonder if they forgot. Sometimes they get preoccupied. And I understand, you know, I'm not going to lie. I know that my guests are preoccupied and they, especially with the time schedule. And days like this, you know, this is a really tight schedule for a lot of people. I can tell you honestly, I know that it's a tight schedule because it's even, you know, as they say, we fly out. You know, the people on the West Coast, I'm not going to say they have it any easier because they are right there, but they still have things they have to prep for. And with them, you know, I can only imagine being there because then that means you really, well, you put things off. Okay. My computer don't like me either. My computer has been on crack for the past few days. So I'll tell you that when you hear me doing things, you'll hear me doing things like fighting with this damn thing because it don't like me. And yes, I am multitasking. I will tell y'all all the time, I multitask. Damn it. I'm talking to you guys. Stupid ass computer. Yes. We're not having a good time tonight. I think that it wants to go on strike. I think it's ready for a vacation. Like I am, you know, I run this thing 24/7. So I think it's just ready for me. Like, please hurry up off me, you know, go away a few days of break. Yeah, I said, you know, I know my computer needs a break just as much as everybody else, but I will tell you, if for some reason we don't catch Sunshine tonight, we will have her on a future date because I understand, and I actually had a few people call me and say, why are you doing your show tonight? So, you know, and it didn't dawn on me when I scheduled the show how tight it was going to be. So I'm going to apologize to you guys ahead of time because this is when they say we schedule a lot of things and we really don't look at the impact. That's one of the things, you know, it looks good on paper when you schedule things. But it when you look at it again, you'd be like, oh, fuck. Why'd I do that? So, you know, I'm going to let you guys know. This may be a short show tonight, only because, you know, when you have a guest and you make an idea, and like I said, I knew it was said before, I think about all the other shit. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. I did not think about, you know, that people were preparing just like I was and, you know, and the different things, you know, as they say, there are some things that is, that are done unintentionally and by no means will it ever be a dull or boring show or you hear me say what's going on because we've got all these time schedules going on. But you guys call in and talk to me. Quickie or making love. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. Tell me your fantasy. This will be your segue into the live Ask Miss V show. This is where you can ask me anything. You know, while we're waiting on our guests, this is when you can take a chance. Shoot that tweet over. Ask me a question. Come up in the chat room. Ask me a question. Put it out there. Tell me your fantasy. Tell me your dream. Tell me what you want to hear. Because like I said, this is the one place where you'll be able to do it. You know, it's always interesting when I get tweets and posts on Facebook and everything else. So I always say it's fun. I love helping you guys. I love talking to you guys. And, you know, when I go on Facebook and I see some things that are posted, I know people say, does she ever check her Facebook page? I check a lot of pages. I try to answer as many as possible. Sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes I forget. I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes I forget. And I think that it's just part of the BS schedule that I have. But wow, I'm sitting here like, what the hell was I thinking this week? Seriously, because the more I look at this clock, I'm like, what was I thinking? But as they say, the show must go on. And it always does. But it's cold. You know, last week we dealt with the snow. I don't have a temperature. That's strange. Normally I have the temperature in front of me. See, I told y'all my computer went on strike. It's like, hey, it's strike because I don't even have the temperature in front of me. Normally I would be able to tell you guys down to the minute what the temperature was. Not on set either. Oh, I'm going to get it, though, because I need to know how hot or cold it is. I'm kind of spoiled like that. I'm like, wow. I'm getting a little bit of a sore throat, which I'm not kind of feeling. Quickie, making love. When you have a quickie, do you go down on your mate? Do they go down on you? Yeah, I asked that question. Y'all know I'm nosy. Y'all know I'm going to ask any and everything I want to. Wow. It's about that time. I'm getting sleepy. This is not good. And y'all know I do not like getting sleepy. Especially when I don't want to do an energy drink. And, wow. I gotta find a new word. Can somebody help me with a new vocabulary for this year? You know how they put the list of banned words. I need a list of banned words for me. I think wow should be one of my banned words because I'm always saying wow, I notice. And I don't think a bad word. I just think that I say it a lot because I find that I'll be in the middle of a conversation with somebody. I'll be like, wow. I'll be like, damn, wow. I'm intrigued. I'm looking at things. I know you guys said, what the hell is she doing? I have 5 million things going on. And for anybody who knows, who works from their home, you know that those of us who work from home, we have perfected multitasking. And I think I have multitasking down because I just realized my weather thing is completely gone. So y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm getting my damn weather back because I love my weather. Because before I came in the house earlier, it had started snowing. So anybody who knows me knows that I want to keep on top of what's going on. I'm nosy like that. And, wow, I can't spell either tonight. Again, computer is on crack. I think it might be tonight's connection. Oh, there we go. We're back up where we're supposed to be. Wow. I guess I'm going to keep wow, because wow is better than cussing. So if I got to get rid of a word, I'd rather get rid of a cuss word.
Then,
excuse me. Then, wow. Because I can handle wow. Cussing be a little bit different. I would rather get rid of a cuss word. I could tell you one word I'm not going to get rid of. Anybody who knows me knows that one of my favorite words is bitch. So anybody who say get rid of the word bitch, that's not going to happen. I could just tell you that because I drive too much and I get mad at people who drive too much. I'm always calling the other driver a bitch. So with that, since I know I'm not going to get rid of it, put it like this, we just got to deal with it. Because I've had a few people say, you should get rid of the word bitch. You shouldn't say bitch. Listen, if I'm driving and there's a female next to me and or a guy, because everybody is a bitch to me. So if you can't drive and you near me, you might be called a dumb bitch. Just be honest. I'm going to put it out there. I'm not getting rid of the word bitch. For the simple fact that, and you can read my lips, but some people can when we're driving. I'm going to be calling you a bitch if you come over me. I can't stand that. But what I can't stand more is a bad quickie. I know y'all said this heifer is always segueing back into sex. That's right. I keep sex on my brain. Quickies. Good quickies, bad quickies. What's your favorite place to do a quickie? I've already told y'all. I haven't christened our new vehicle, so that's something that I'm going to be doing. Hey, guest, I see you logged into the chat room. We're just waiting on the beautiful and sexy sunshine of Monroe to come on. But in the meantime, you can always join in on the chat, because right now I'm talking about this week's topic, well, question of the week, which quickie or making love or both, and where is your favorite place to have a quickie, and where is your favorite place to make love? That's right. I've got it all out there. I'm putting out that business. I sound a little raspy to me. It might just be what's going on. I just feel a little raspy. I think it's the excitement that's got me raspy. Ain't this a bee? 34 degrees. At least it's not freezing. But it's going to be cold while I'm gone. But, yes, I'm multitasking again, you guys. I told y'all I had to have the weather. I had to know. So that means probably when I get up in the morning, it's going to be cold. I'm okay with that. So, everybody, quickie, make love. Favorite place to have a quickie? Favorite place to make love? I like moving around making love. I think when you're making love the right way, you like start in one room and you go to another room and you end up maybe on a bed or on a floor. But I think when you start all over, it's just hella, hella, hella. When I say hella, it's just hella, hella, hella. So I can tell you that it's normally a lot of fun when you do that from the cookies and everything else and make love. I think, everybody, you not have to keep putting the plug in because I keep forgetting to put. But remember, you can always call in to 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And ask your questions. And we're still waiting on the beautiful and the sexy sunshine Aurora to call in. We're going to have fun with her tonight. And if not, I'm going to have fun with her in Vegas. Oh, Lord. I'm getting an itchy throat. But either way, you know, we got a few more minutes. We're going to chill. We're going to chat. We're going to lean back. Did I say that right? Lean back. Find out what's going on. Get some shine up on here. And just chat it up. Chat it up. Wow. Okay, y'all know that this is one of those crazy moments for me when y'all know that I'm pausing a lot. And I'm just going to let you guys know, when I start pausing a lot, it's because I'm going through different things, because I have to look for the messages from people. Because sometimes I will get a message from my guests that I overlook. So I always have to check the various different places, because a message comes through and I didn't see it, then that kind of falls on me. Ain't no kind of, it falls on me. So I'm always checking to see where the messages are and what's going on, just in case. So no messages saying anything different. Well, I don't know, because those messages are not coming through. Yes, I'm up here multitasking. Wow. All I can say is we got about 12 minutes left, and I'm going to take a little bit of a break, let you guys simmer for a minute, and I'm going to I ain't going to lie. My mind is 5 million different places. A few minutes, you guys.
Control, man. Yeah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls. This is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm here. Your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain. Pussy control. A schoolyard, a little girl skipping rope with a friend. A tisket, a task, and no lunch in her basket. Your school books for the fight she would be in one day over this hoodie. She got beat for some clothes and a rep. With a chin up, she stole it. All your all's molded. When I'm rich on your neck, I will step. And step she did to the straight A's. Then college, the master degree. She hired the heifers that jumped her and made every one of them work for free. No, why? So, what is my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. She said mama didn't tell him what she told me. Girl, you need pussy control. Pussy got bank in her pockets before she got dick in her drawers. His brother didn't have good and plenty of his own. In love, pussy never did fall. And this fool named Trick wanna stick her. Talking more shit than a bitch. About how he gonna make pussy a star if she come to sing a lick on his head. Pussy said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You can go platinum 4 times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody, wanna hear that. Cause there's somebody here don't wanna know. Boy, you better act like you understand. Pussy control. Verse to the story. I need another piece of your ear.
I wanna hip you all to the reason I'm known as a player of the year. Cause I met this girl named Pussy at the club in a national bar. She was rolling 4 deep, 3 sisters and a weepy-eyed white girl driving her home. I pulled up right beside her and my electric top went down. I said, motherfucker, I know your reputation and I'm astounded that you're here. I fear you're lonely and you want to know. A 12 o'clock straight up nigga that don't give a shit that you're pussy control. Well, I'm that nigga, at least I wanna be, but it's gonna be hard as hell. Keep my mind off a body that will make every rich man want to sell, sell, sell. Can I tell you what I'm thinking that you already know? You need a motherfucker that respects your name. Now say it, pussy control. And the more that this motherfucker is, ladies, make them act like they know. You are, was, and always will be pussy control. Peace. Wow. Say what? Oh no, don't you think about calling her a hoe. Juvenile delinquent. Best sit your ass down. Talking about pussy control. Can you dig it?
Wow. Now we're talking about pussy control. You guys know I love talking about sex. But what we're going to do with this week's show is due to the fact that I'm figuring that there is a scheduling mistake going on. We're going to do an hour show tonight. So, I mean, we've got 5 minutes left, but I want to tell everybody I enjoyed myself for this hour with you guys. I apologize. I will get Sunshine back on here. I promise you. But with everybody preparing for Vegas this week, it kind of slipped my mind with the schedules being so tight and the things that we were going through and doing. And I will tell you that I will be seeing you guys. I'll be keeping you abreast of everything. So make sure, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toilady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And check out our Facebook page at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. That's right. Next week, you will have 1 hour every Thursday of Ask Miss V on Ask Miss V from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is the show where you'll be able to call in, ask your questions, and just have all kind of fun with us. But I can tell you, this week, follow me on Twitter. I'm going to be posting a lot of selfies. Like I said, the selfies are new for me, but I'm going to be posting them. And you guys get to live vicariously. If you can't make it to Vegas, you'll get a chance to kind of live vicariously through the pictures that I take and get a chance to see some of the things I see. Anybody who followed me when I went on my actual vacation, the first one I had taken in years, you guys know that I was posting pictures of food. Every time somebody says something crazy on Twitter about food, I was taking pictures of food and posting them. I promise you guys I won't be taking a lot of pictures of food, but anybody who knows me knows that I don't miss a meal or two or three or four. I like to eat. So you can always live vicariously through me because I am on Instagram, and I will be posting all my fun, and you guys can get a chance to see some of the people I see. I'm not going to promise y'all I'll be taking pictures at the club. I'm going to try, but there's no promises on that. But definitely you guys will get a chance to see some of the other pictures that I post. I'll be working also, so you guys will get a chance to see my numerous clothes changes. And what else will I be doing? It's going to be a crazy week, but I can tell you what, everything that I'll be doing out there is going to be so much fun. And I'm going to be asking people topics, so you never know what's going to come out of my mouth, because I'm going to be walking around asking people different things. So I get a chance to be a combination of things. I get a chance to be a fan. I get a chance to be one of the people that you take pictures with, and I get a chance to party. Did I say that right? I'm not even going to get into it, but I get a chance to just have a whole lot of fun. But the one thing I can tell you is that you could live it through me vicariously this week, because I'll be doing what they call more like a pictorial of the things I'll be doing. From the time I leave here in the morning until I come back, I'm promising you I will be doing at least one picture a day. You will even probably get a selfie of me on the airplane, because I will be so tired. This is going to be a crazy flight, but it's going to be fun. And it's one of the things I like doing, you know, getting out there so you guys to get a chance to see all the nonsense and everything that's going on, but you also get a chance to have fun with me. And I can tell you, we've got a minute and a half left in this show because, like I said, I'm going to cut the show short tonight. And that's the beauty of sometimes being able to do some of these things that, instead of forcing the hand, as they say, we're just going to have fun with it. And, you know, if someone wants me to stay on, you can always shoot me a message saying, hey, I want you to stay on the air. You know, finish it out. We're here with you. Because I always leave that up to you guys, except when it's actually scheduled for an hour. But I will be talking to you guys next week, and I want you guys to have fun. So until then, have fun, come hard, and remember, this is the one, Bees After Dark is where everyone comes. Bye-bye.